All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This episode is brought to you by Fellow Hesh.
Fellow Hesh. How am I doing?
Did you just ask me how you're doing?
Well, I thought that's what we were doing. Like, you said Fellow Hesh, and I thought, like, I'd say, like, how I'm doing.
Oh, okay. I'm doing shit. We're doing, is it opposite day?
Yeah. I'm at home, nice and cozy.
Love you, bro.
Oh, that hurt.
Wait, so does that mean it didn't hurt? What? I'm so confused.
It's amazing.
Say it again. Can you imagine how much shit you'd get in if you lived by opposite day?
Oh, mate, opposite day would be so confusing.
You know the movie Yes Man? Was it Yes Man? Jim Carrey, where you just have to say yes to everything. I feel like
a good film.
I feel like it would get you in way more shit than that.
Yeah, well, he got beaten up in a pub, so yeah, because he was like...
You remember like the weirdest things, man? All I remember is like him rollerblading or some shit.
Yeah, he done that, and he done some running in the morning, like just said yes to a running club. It was just like, yeah, he done loads of shit, just said yes all the time.
Didn't he join a cult as well or something?
Yeah, it was good though. Such a good film.
So you're back in your Airbnb?
Yeah, back in the Airbnb this week.
Got the number for the local lady of the night?
The maid.
Oh, she moonlights, does she?
She's got a second job.
The money ain't what it used to be, I tell you. It's hard. It's hard graft.
Yeah, it's a hard graft around here up north.
Up north.
I was work.
Fine.
We're doing opposite day.
No, we need to, I'm sure, because for the listener, genuinely, when we start these podcasts, I just hit record before I even join the chat. I've not spoken to Dave since, I don't know, when Friday. Did we do that stream? Was it Friday? So not spoken Friday, to you since then. So we're just like actually catching up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to avoid the topic of work for the podcast.
Okay, let's go for how was your weekend then?
I think if something drastic happens at work, something hilarious or whatever, we could bring it up. Otherwise, let's just assume it's all cool. Let's just assume we didn't get fired and move on.
Yeah, snap. But what other weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
I don't remember.
Oh, it must have been that memorable.
I don't remember what I did, dude. I think on Sunday, I definitely just watched a fuck ton of telly. Just caught up on loads of shit.
Got wet on Saturday. Just doing Saturday things. I was going to jump on and do a little mini stream, but I got back from where I was and I was just knackered and I didn't want to. I didn't even play, I don't think.
No. Oh, I know I did. I fucking cleared out my garage. Oh, killed me.
Ready to build the office?
Yeah, baby. And I've also realised... I feel like my office is going to be much smaller than I anticipated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think. But then really, what do I need in there? I just need a fucking desk.
You need a desk?
Sex swing, desk, dildo shelf, and a lube drawer. Like, I can't think of anything else I might need in there.
Well, you need a good surrounding, don't you? Good surrounding, so when you do your streams, people can see you, because they see your face on your streams.
Nah, I blur it out.
You're a Minder-style streamer, and I'm a, like, Tope-style streamer where you don't see me.
Yeah.
Like, you can see me. But I had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah, I didn't ask you.
I qualified in the Nationals in an event in the Nationals, so that's one down, and I'm still in three more that I can qualify. So
can you stop qualifying?
Why?
Because as soon as you're out, that way it keeps interfering with our podcast days.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It fucking does. Why? What day is it today, Dave? And why are we doing it today?
Well, we can do it tomorrow. I haven't got a game tomorrow anymore.
Oh, no, that's true. Yes, because you didn't qualify.
No, I did qualify. Well, that one I'm still waiting to qualify. The guy gave me the game because he didn't want to play me.
Are you bullying all the old people?
No, it weren't an old people. So basically, it's this youngish lad about, I don't know, he's probably about 14, 15. I've just played his club singles champion and beat him. beat them 21-3, and his granddad rang me up and said, well, I think it was his dad or his granddad, I couldn't, it was an older voice, it could have been his dad, probably maybe his granddad, but rang me up and says, we're going to give you the game as he's not played any rounds, and I doubt if it's going to be enjoyable for him, and it's definitely not going to be enjoyable for you as he don't know the rules fully yet and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I mean, I was like, I don't mind. Like, I'll play.
Mind smashing him.
No, I said, I'll play, and I'll even like do a little. No, we don't want to inconvenience you, and this is not the time and the place to learn in a national qualifying event. I was like, yeah, okay. I says, well, maybe I could pop down and give him some lessons, like whenever the season's calmed down. And he said, oh yeah, I'll take you up on that, and I'll just do some coaching with him.
Oh, so you got a date with a 14-year-old boy?
He said she was 12. No, I'm
joking. Right. Okay. Let's
do not put that in.
I'm gonna. It's all going in because there needs to be a record. Because when they say, Andy, you did a podcast with him for ages. Did you know? And they're like, yeah, I fucking did know, bro. Like, the clues
then
were there.
Then you get chucked in jail.
No, I mean, like, the clues were there. Like, I should have known, bro. That's what I mean.
Oh, fuck. I should have known, yeah. Shall I get a word?
What's the crack? What are we doing? And I've been told, Dave, our plug-in, you know when we're saying that we're not going to plug joining our Discord to find all the latest information at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah.
And when we say, like, you can find some merch, t-shirts, jumpers, hoodies, cups and stuff on our merch store, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But when we've been trying to not do that at the beginning, the fact that we've actually been mentioning that people can follow us on Twitter and YouTube and Twitch actually turns into a plug itself. I didn't realize.
Oh, well, I don't really want them to know about any of the stuff that we're talking about, like the Spotify stuff that we do and the, you know, the streaming on YouTube and Twitch. We don't want people to know that.
But not at the beginning, we don't. We're going to save the plug to the end. What we definitely shouldn't mention is that the community spotlight came out last week before or whatever. We'll mention that at the end, and then we'll mention all the Discord, Twitter, Twitch, and all that stuff. So, silly us, right?
Yeah, silly us. Why do we bother?
Why do we bother? That's a bit drastic.
Oh, shit. Why? I got nothing left.
Find the fucking middle ground, Dave. Holy fuck.
I was wondering what happened to you.
I just ate a bit of fucking orange.
Come.
And as soon as I bit into it, it jizzed down my throat, and I nearly died. Okay, right. On that note, let's throw the intro. Welcome to episode 89, Friendly A Daisy podcast.
89. Episode 8 is flown on past. Flown.
It genuinely gives me a bit of anxiety every time I do this intro.
Because I always think we get it wrong because we've done so many. Maybe, you know, like, normally we'd be like 80, and then we'd have to check like the last episode.
Maybe we're actually on 79 or something. Maybe I fucked up.
Oh, you fucked up, Aaron.
That is definitely episode 89. This episode is called The Top 10 Unexpected Places to Find Loot. It's the longest title that we've had, apart from, do you remember that AI generated one that we did?
Oh yeah.
It was like 20 words long or something.
Yeah, ChatGPT, weren't it?
Today we're going to discuss all the places where it's like secondary thought. Maybe not even that. Maybe it's a third thought. And maybe you haven't thought about looking there before at all. So we're going to talk about all the little places, all the little crooks and crannies of Chernarus and Livonia, where you can find some juicy loot, I guess. Maybe get a head start. Now, we're not talking about M4s on the coast or anything, although that did used to be a thing in those containers in Berezino.
Oh, not even that. What about the one military barrack inside Solnichi?
Yeah, the civvy barrack.
Yeah, that was looking good.
Even Austri was good, man. Like, that still does give some good stuff. You can get like AK-74 SUs in there.
Yeah, Austri's pretty good.
But we're going to be talking about all the bits that give you just a little head start, I reckon.
Number one on our list, number two.
But maybe we can have like a... Oh, that's what I was going to say. One. Do you reckon I can... Do you want to do it?
No.
Okay. One.
Just because you're like enthusiastic like me, I just wanted to say no.
I'm just like, yay, production stuff, editing things, woo! And you're like shitting on my parade.
I'm not shitting, boy.
Just squirted. It's a fucking... Horrible. It's like an old dog that's got a swollen gland.
Yeah, I rubbed my ass on the carpet. Luckily, I'm in an Airbnb, and I don't have to clean up after myself.
I'm literally just picturing you fucking rubbing your ass like a dog.
Why are you picturing me?
Because you gave me that image.
For free, like, and now it's living rent-free in your head.
Yeah, and that's it. I need to scoop out my eyeballs with a rusty
spoon.
Burn
away your imagination.
Oh, God. That sneeze. Or did you accidentally scoot into the table?
Semi-sneeze.
Semi-jam can alive, baby. Right, number one. China, number one.
I've had... got the fish.
Fuck's sake, every episode. Number one on the list. Now, these aren't actually in a rank order. These are just the order that we thought of them in. So just bear that in mind.
Bear it in mind.
There's no bears in this episode. We had enough bears in the Community Chronicles episode.
Yeah.
Can I just do number one on the list?
Do it.
Thank you.
Do the rot.
Dig Spots on the Cliff by Riffy. / dig spots near any gas zone. So I've found a couple of dig spots up on that cliff by Riffy. Where people are obviously digging in all like their NPC gear, right? They can't find it all in one life, or they think it's too risky or whatever. So they dig it in, collect it all up. Then once they've got it all, they undig it. What's that called?
Dig it up.
They dig it up.
Undig it.
And then they undress themselves and then undress themselves with the NPC gear.
Yeah.
So if you spawn somewhere near there with a shovel, go for it.
You find a shovel, and a good place to find a shovel, we'll go into it later, well, it's a very good place to find a shovel. But you can go around the security building of Palovo Military, you know, the static gas zone on Chinaris.
Is it Palovo?
Yeah, they're all Palovo, yeah. And no. There's always dig spots near the security hut. As it just turns into, just before it turns into a static gas.
In Pavlovo?
Pavlova.
Yeah, in the, is it the northwest side, isn't there? There's just a security building there with like, I think a that has a dynamic gas zone there. So it can actually be fucking tanked, which is irritating. Because you can get a dynamic gas zone right next to a permanent gas zone.
Yeah, I've never actually personally witnessed that.
I can't tell whether I have or not.
I've only done it once. I've literally only done it once, the NBC, the grind of NBC. Because I went to that military and also went to Riffy, and it actually wasn't worth it. The grind it took me to get all...
Yeah.
How many parts is there to the NBC? You got gloves, mask, filter, hood, jacket, trousers, boots.
Seven
things.
To get an M4 suppressor to an M4 you probably don't have.
No, it's not even that. You're walking around with M4 mags, and then, funny enough, an AKM pops up.
Yeah, such is the way. But yeah, look for those dig spots around those kind of areas. And it'll be the same on like modded servers as well. If you're on PC, if there's a permanent gas zone, then look around. People like to dig in around the area. Look at in the bottom of bushes.
Yeah.
Look around corners.
Just a little bit
stuff.
Further out, maybe 25 meters to 30 meters out, and you'll find some because people and recognizable places that people will remember.
Yeah, that's it. Like the bush next to the wall, for instance. You know what I mean? Or underneath the big oak tree. Yeah.
So moving on to number two.
Two.
And it is definitely not poo for loot. It is fishing boats. You go along the coast in Chinaris, as well as along the river of Livonia, and you see the overturned like rowing boats. They are very good for food, loot, and backpacks.
What the fuck was that?
That's a fart. I've been very gassy today.
Okay, right.
Oh, it stinks as well. My eyes are burning.
Oh no, I can't keep this in.
Oh, that reminds me of the skit. Have you ever used to watch Robot Chicken?
Yeah,
the skit when Skeletor's in the car and then Beastman farts. He's like, my eyes are burning. Skeletor don't have eyes. And that's what's funny about that. Like, my eyes are burning.
Fisher boats. Yes, that's great. I think actually we used this as a tip, didn't we? It was quite an early one. Was it beach boat buffet?
Yeah. It's a good... I always like... So if you spawn in Nisnoi, search Nisnoi, get back on the coast to go up to Bury and then start looting Bury as well. Like, you just go via the coast up, because there's a lot of boats in between Nis there used to be a little port, but I don't think there is now. Little tiny, like Jesse.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Nisnoi isn't, like, enough if anyone has been there recently, is it, really?
Because it's never enough with a single road, and now they've added a few more bills, and it's still not enough.
No, so, yeah, I get that. Did you know that the boats are procedurally generated?
What does that mean?
So they spawn at random, so they're not always in the same place every time the server restarts.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So, I thought they were static.
No. They're procedurally generated. So one day...
Really? Because that one outside the single house in between the airfield of Cherno, what was that one airfield called? Belota and air thing. It's always there.
Okay, maybe some of them are static. Maybe you just haven't noticed when it's not there.
Yeah, but I didn't know that at all.
So if the server restarts, if you've like looted all the boats, server restarts... Turn around. There'll be new boats, new loot. I don't know if there'll be new loot, to be fair.
No, but they're good for food, especially cans.
And fishing hooks and fishing rods. And that is fucking killer shit for a level one noob.
Yeah, it's actually really good stuff. Especially the, it gives you a good head start. If you can get food, a fishing hook, a fishing rod, are you really good, man?
Is this segment making you hungry?
I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry because you're eating.
I'm not eating.
What are you eating then?
I'm not eating.
You are eating.
I just had a drink.
He's fucking eating, guy, isn't he? Tell him.
I am not eating.
That's all I got to say about you. Well, now we're moving up from Nisnoi to Berezino.
Yeah.
That leads us very well on to number four. Let's skip number three.
Yeah, actually, no, I was thinking what you're doing with that.
Yeah, I tell you what, now we can do number four. The food stalls, you came up with this one. So I'll let you explain it. Yeah, no, we're going to do that one. We're going to do it in order. We don't have to, but we're going to, because you gave me shit for it.
I was just saying, man. They can't see the list, but there's a list. And we're checking it twice.
Yeah.
And we're going to see who's naughty or nice. And you're going to get banned if you're naughty. Wasted, you're first.
Judgment day has come.
Yeah, Wes gets to decide. And when he's in a bad mood, everyone's banned.
Oh, God, yeah. You wait till England beat... Actually, when did this episode air? Did England beat Netherlands?
Oh, it will come out after the game, yes.
But give me a prediction.
My prediction is England win on extra time against the Netherlands.
Extra time, okay.
Yeah.
What do you reckon it's going to be?
We only play boring. Netherlands will go 1-0 up and then we start playing.
So it's going to be 1-1 into extra time, then 2-1.
Yes.
Cool.
That's going to stick a firework up their ass.
I'm going penalties and we're going to lose it.
Good for Domi.
Come on, talk to me about the food stalls.
Well, we all know the little tiny food stalls, like a newspaper stand, right? There's like a ladder that goes up it. Well, get up there. Get on up. Have a look up there. I found IJs, IJ Mags, food up there. It's been actually frivolous.
In Chernarus, I found Mosins up there.
Moisins?
Moisins.
Millions of Moisins.
All on top of one roof, it's called. Chernarus. not only on the inside can you find a teddy bear, a pair of shoes, a lady's jacket, and an alarm clock. You can climb that ladder and maybe find something on top of it as well.
Yeah. They're not on every single one, so don't get disheartened if you don't find anything on top of these food stands straight away.
Yeah.
But when you do find it, it's winner-winner chicken dinner.
Not a lot of people know to look up there, so, you got a good shout. So we're staying in Berezino.
Yeah.
Now we're going to leave Berezino, right?
No.
Yeah.
Don't leave me.
A lot of people just go inland up the normal road towards Gorka that way. That's the usual route.
And very north, Gorka.
Yeah. And a lot of the time, that hunting cabin on the northwest side of Berezino is often overlooked. I loot that every single time I'm in Bere, because every single time I find something decent, crossbow, shotgun, packs of shells, slugs, hunting jackets, hunting knife, hunting trousers, a hunting backpack. Do you know what I mean? No one ever loots it.
And the long horns.
Oh yeah, you get long horns and shit there. It's great. It's great.
On Winter Tanaris, that is a must-have stop spot, because you can sit in the pub and sort your inventory out if you get the ammunition or the weapon that you need, and someone will come along and there you are, bones. Walking set of bones. We've killed loads of people there, me and Andy. Tried to be friendly, but we obviously tried.
Oh, yeah. Caveat. You just caveated that, right?
Yeah.
Right, next one. This is number 5, because we are almost halfway through this recording already.
Well, you're in Zeleno, and right next to the military there. The military does produce good.
How did we get from Berezino to Zeleno?
God mode, and we flew over.
Okay, makes sense.
We TP'd. We TP'd across, and we're in Zeleno. Yes, you've got all their military things, but most of my ammo and guns is in the train carriages.
Yeah, I mean that's good for new spawn as well, like in Chernarus, etc. Yeah. You get a melee there, a better jacket, maybe a backpack, helmet. But then their tiers, a shovel, yeah, all that kind of stuff. Pickaxe, great for
to find your first
town.
Knife there.
Yeah. And then you're right, when you get up into Zeleno, I'm pretty sure that tier elevates along with where that is. So you do find better things in there, the further north you go.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
What?
I was like, yeah, okay, I was agreeing with you.
All right, so what are you talking about with the train carriages?
I'm thinking there's better loot there, especially when you say the ones in Cherno, the ones in Berezino, Lumberyard. I think there's even ones that, yeah, what's that tower? What's a far north spawn, northeast?
Sveliask.
Yeah, Sveliask. Them trains produce, you can get yourself a pickaxe. Like you said, you can get yourself, there's very good loot in there.
It's good starter gear. I guess it's that's not one that is unexpected because no one knows about it. That's one where it's a one-stop shop, which is a bit weird. You don't expect to find all that random shit in a train.
Yeah, and it's also quite good to hide in a train as well, I think.
Do you remember that time we showed Paddy how to play? And we were in Zeleno train station. Oh, shit, I just realised the trains you're talking about. So in Zeleno, you find so much stuff in the train up there, don't you? You find SKS. It's basically just military loot.
Loot on that one. It's exactly the same, but it's very good loot.
We were in one of those carriages, and we were helping Paddy sort out all of his loot from everything that he'd collected. And then we heard footsteps, didn't we? He opened the carriage door or whatever, and then Paddy just blasted him, and he was so buzzing. So they are great because they never know where you are.
When the guy opened the door, me and you and I think it was Mark naturally sort of sunk into the corner so the guy didn't have an angle on us, but then Paddy just stayed there. Obviously, he hasn't got a sixth sense yet for where the angles are, and just stood there with his shotgun like, say hello to my little friend.
Do you know where no one loots in military bases?
Where?
The Green Military Towers. I don't know what they're called.
Number 5. Green Military Watchtowers.
This is number 6.
Number 6. Come on down.
Yeah, the green tall towers, right? I guess I understand it. It's risky shit.
But it's underrated.
I think it is underrated. I loot them the most, I think, in Northwest Airfield, because a lot of them are hidden by tree coverage.
Especially on that Novaya Petrovka side. If you're going Novaya Petrovka and anywhere to the west along that way, there's some really good, I always find good stuff there. The ones that are used quite looted are the ones on the VMC side, Cabanino side.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they're really open.
That's the problem, isn't it? It's a high traffic area. That's why people don't loot them. But if you're what's the opposite to risk averse? Risky, I guess. If you're risky, then climb them, because you'll find good shit up there. You'll find magazines, ammo, clothing. If you need clothing, you find a lot.
Yeah, a weapon cleaning kit, so when you really need them, are good for up there. They have very similar loot, but military versions of the hunting stands.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, thank you.
But the good thing is that there's way more of those green towers in one little area that you can just go, bing, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Do you know where, like, Troitsky? Yeah. They're very good in Troitsky, because there's actually one in the centre as well.
I haven't been
to
Troitsky in ages, man. I can't remember the last time I was there.
I got murked. I was on top of the bus station and got murked up there.
Oh, that was the last time I was there. I think you and I.
Yeah, we got fucked.
Don't worry, you enjoyed it.
They didn't even take me out for a meal.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Okay, so we stayed along like sort of military style, but one place that, you know, like the PDs or the old security huts, it's in the blue lockers at the back. Now have a look inside them and you'll find, like, you can find yourself like the magazine for the scorpion you just found in the toilet or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some really good little, the M-lock Mac that you're looking for, or the box of 9mm that you really need for your M-lock.
I find often in the security buildings, in those blue lockers, I usually only find like a can of drink. But in the old PDs, you know, upstairs in the room that's got all the shelves.
Yeah.
In there, there's some blue lockers on the right hand side. No one ever looks in them because it's difficult, because there's like a table in the way. But I find so much stuff in those lockers that people don't really, because people don't look in them.
You know, actually, the blue lockers inside the PD. Do you know what I found on top of them the other day?
No.
I found the lesser spotted Andy. And he was camping on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were waiting for Mark to catch up with us and I was just lying down on top of some shelves.
No lie, we heard shots in Gorkha, and Gorkha's pretty much Zelenogorsk. There's always someone else in Gorkha when you're in Gorkha or overwatching Gorkha. And we're thinking, yeah, well, we find a dead body in PD, hardly looted. Actually, not looted at all. Was he even looted?
No, he wasn't. No.
So we're thinking the guy's going to come and confirm, let's hold an angle in PD, keep quiet. Cool. No one turned up. We waited probably 15, 20 minutes, then Mark turned up. Like, hey guys, how's it going? We're like, we're expecting to kill or come into a few people. Mad.
Yeah, grab this shit, and then we left. And then we found another dead guy on the other side of the hunting shop.
Yeah.
And he had like a Savannah or a Blaze or something. He was like fairly geared.
Yeah, there were some good shots coming from it. It should have attracted a lot more people, but it just didn't. All weird. The people running back. It was just, yeah.
Weird, mate. Hey, it was very weird. Those in themselves were unexpected places to find loot. On a dead guy that nobody has claimed.
Yeah, that was very unexpected.
I guess the lockers as well rings true with those Star Alive Blue Medicals.
Yeah.
Because there's one of those rooms where there's a bench in front of the lockers with the door open. So if you're going in there looting really quickly, you can't actually see in the locker. You have to get right in front of it. And I often find stuff in that locker too.
Yes, fair point.
We're giving away all the tricks. We're never going to find loot in these places again.
Yeah, people are going to get there before us.
But
what's the next one, Andy? What is the next one?
Well, this segue is great. Onto the Star of Life. Hey, can we go back to Berezino?
Wait there a minute. Let me get the admin to TPS. Right, he's TP'd us.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention. I was tapped out. Sorry. We're back at the Star of Life medical building, Blue medical building. We've looted it. We didn't find much because, you know, it's a spawn town. It gets looted. So yeah. I leave the medical and I'm going to check the cars around the medical. And what do I find? I find disinfected bandage. I find a saline. I find, you know, all of this stuff, all the stuff that you'd find in a medical. I think we've spoken about it before, but these like themed areas, these themed buildings. So you got like the medical, the PD, the fire department will all spawn their unique loot in a certain radius outside of that building as well. So it's always good to like go and check the, I guess, the locale, right? So like the cars or the garages or the scaffolding, like the scaffolding next to the new PD in Electro.
Yeah. I'll
often have like a stab vest or a Glock or something like that on it, even though it's not even, it's not even touching the
PD. Vicinity, man. Just search the vicinity. The one is Gorka. Gorka's the one. You search like there's a, there is a shop outside there and a house next, two houses next door that spawn the saline bag that you need for the IV start kit that you want.
Oh yeah, we didn't. We were already in Gorka, weren't we? We didn't need TP.
Yeah,
I'll TP
back, man. I'll TP back.
Oh, we're back in Gorka.
No, I am. I just chinned you up.
Just you. You just chinned me off.
I'm friends with the admin, bro. I'm friends with the admin.
Please TP me back. I'm getting punched out by freshies.
Wait, man. My Discord message. He said, "Go fuck yourself." I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Well, you're gonna have to
wait. Guess who the
minutes.
Admin is? The admin's Wes. <That's what you're laughs> he says, "I'll meet you in the place that you made me knock out DEFCON."
No, that's in Berezino.
You're still in Bury.
I know. I don't want to be there. I want to be in Gorka.
No, well, he needs to meet you to TP you, don't he?
Right. Okay. I'm sure. Let me get on his magic carpet.
He's not Aladdin. He's Dutch.
That'd be fucking great. I want magic carpets.
Magic carps, do you mean? Yeah. Where you fish and he's like, oh, you can't actually eat them. You just get a magic carp.
Can we turn Takistan into like Aladdin / Pal World?
Pal World. I've not played that and I will not play that. I might play Duckside though.
Duckside.
I still laugh about our Duckside night. That was funny, man.
Number 9.
We've called them carnival caravans.
Yeah, we don't know what they're called.
We don't know really what they're called. That's our call for it. We call them carnival caravans because they're at the carnival along the Northern Highway, just to the west of Novo.
Shall I ask iSurvive?
Yeah, ask iSurvive what it is.
Right, hang on then. Now, where are they? Is it Novo, not Severograd, is it?
It's Novo. It's in between Novo and Severograd, but it's just literally just to the west of Novo, past the dam.
I tell you what, there's some in Starry as well. I know exactly where they are.
Starry?
They're called Luna Park Shooting Galleries.
Yeah, because they've got the little, But what they are good for is exceptionally good for scopes, hunting gear.
Mosin ammo, blaze ammo.
Yeah.
PU scopes, hunting scopes.
Massive. They are very, very good, man. You find them in Livonia in like the weirdest places along the river as well, especially when you're on the northern side of the river, in like Brenner area.
Yeah, there is a big carnival there, isn't there? And then,
is it Brenner? Yeah, it is Brenner, yeah.
I can't remember. I know Brenner. That there's a weird thing there, though, that you can get a hunting scope at one of those galleries. Why the earth do you need a hunting scope?
To look like 4 meters in front of you at the little tiny duck like target. You should find there. You should be guaranteed to find sporter stuff there. It should be the only sport like for sporter stuff. So you've got to go there with if you've got a 22 to get your ammunition.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Because I mean you use any other caliber rifle or anything that like shooting gallery, it's going through the back of it
and into the bearded woman like behind
into the bearded woman like exhibit 10
the freak show.
Now she's not only a bearded woman, she's got an extra hole. Yay.
Oh no, that's low. That's a fucking low.
She's got and yes, it is a woman.
No, that is cut. That is cut.
You're cut.
You're fucking cut. I'm cutting you out. It's just going to be a podcast of me just talking to myself.
You normally do that anyway.
Yeah.
I heard one time when I watched you stream when you were doing some music editing, you were like really, really talking to yourself in depth. And the people were asking, like, Wes was asking you questions, you were just chinning them off.
I have to think out loud sometimes. It's the way you work. That's where it works
out. I do as well. So we're moving on to our last. Was it our last one?
I think so. I can't believe we've got here already. I said we need to hurry up because we were halfway through, but. It's gonna be a short episode.
But our last one is underrated. So we're talking about Livonia now. It's become the base game. Okay, so we ain't just setting this podcast up on Chinaris, but yeah, Livonia. There's a permanent gas zone at the airfield at Gliniska, but just to the northwest of Gliniska, there's that single road military camp that's heading from north to south, I believe. Is it north to south? Yeah, it's north to south.
Mm.
No one ever loots that anymore.
No, I don't remember the last time. Oh, I saw people there like to begin with when the map was pretty fresh and new. And there are probably people there at the moment on console if they've just got... Oh, actually, no, that's the same thing on PC, isn't it? If you don't have Livonia, now you do. If you're new to Livonia, they're probably there just exploring, right? But people that have been playing Livonia for a little while don't bother going up like more north than they need to because all the really good loot is down south, so why would I go north first? So that whole area, it gets like completely forgotten about.
That's true.
Especially now Gliniska is permanent tox. Like, there's no reason to start heading in that direction. But you do find really good stuff up there.
I don't understand why they picked so far north for permanent tox.
Right near spawn as well, man. Like,
yeah, just... the same as what they've done with that military camp in Chinaris. Like, it's just, it's mad. It's just, I don't know, it's weird. I actually enjoyed going to that military and having good PvP battles. Now, it's just, I've not been there for like 2 years.
No, same. I'm sure a lot of people are in that same boat. It's just like that guy that we met on Anastara the other day. You know, that highly geared guy that freshly killed us multiple times. Fucking arsehole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the one you mean.
I mean, the first kill, that was fun. He set up a landmine. He tricked me into walking into it. Cool. But then after that, he was just killing all the freshies.
Yeah, it was funny. And then it was when I killed his friend, then I think that's when he got a little bit annoyed. And then I hit him. I hit him with the longhorn. He should have dropped, and he didn't.
No, it's because he had a fucking plague carrier on. Yeah, plague carrier, a fucking M4 maybe. I don't know. He had some sort of
AR. Yeah, he had an M4, yeah.
But he was in the spawn area of Anastara. How mad is that? That's what happens when you bring geared people back to the coast.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nah.
Nicht so good.
Nicht.
So good. So what I want to say about all these like different areas is things that me and you have picked from our experience of places that are not regularly checked by people. Ones where we've found frivolous amounts of loot.
That's it. It's not like it's a secret or anything. There's going to be people there be like, yeah, I know about all of them. But I think the majority of you, you're going to have learned at least one thing there and have gone.
Not even that. People are going to be like, yeah, I don't grow up in them green towers.
Oh, that's because no one goes up in them.
And some people are going to be like, Berezino hunting cabins. What the fuck? As well as the hunting cabins just north of Solnichi. No, just north of Dolina. On the right-hand side.
Yeah, see, are they new?
No, they have been there all the time, but we always go left to Starry military and we chin them off because why would you go right to then go left?
That might be it then, because I think I only found out about them maybe 2 years ago.
Well, I knew about them, but I didn't really until it starts becoming, in, you know, the Vigrid servers, it started becoming one of the endpoints.
Oh, so you've learned about them even more recently.
Well, yeah, I was like, now when I play and take, that's what me and Addy refer to our original loot route, isn't it?
Yeah, Solnichi, Dolina Road.
Yeah, the Dolina Road. So, like Hell's Highway, Purple Heart Lane or something.
Oh, but, I miss Purple Heart Lane. That was such a banging map.
That was a very good map. But yeah, like them hunting cabins that are quite close to spawn, but are just a little bit out the way, like the Berezino hunting cabins, like the Dolina hunting cabins, they're underrated. People just don't go there and stuff is spawning there all the time. In fact, you'll probably get yourself a nice tundra, maybe not a scope, maybe a scope, maybe ammunition, maybe not ammunition, but you're going to get yourself good loot there.
Basically, you're not making any promises. Don't hold us to it.
No, but because it's in a lower tier, you've always got a less of a chance of finding extremely good loot, but you've got a chance of finding better loot than walking around in your T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have we got a bonus one?
No.
Got a bonus one.
I've got a bonus one as well. And if you're thinking the same thing that we are, we've got to say it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
One,
two
three. Skellies the island.
Oh.
Oh.
That wasn't even what I was going to say.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say your dead body when I accidentally put a buckshot into your head.
It won't be accidental.
No, it will, because it was meant to be a slug. A rubber slug.
Rubber slug, yeah.
I'll be like, whoops, red ones are the safe ones, right?
Oh, I'd love to do that if I was like, you know when you act like a noob?
Yeah.
You know, the red ones, are they safe? And then you shoot the guy. He's like, no!
Don't think anyone's falling for that.
It's like that guy that tries to get scammers back in India, and he's like, what do you mean? And then he's like, types in their internet details and transfers £40 from their account.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Skellisty Island is a great place to find some loot. I found two blazes there once. I ended up swimming back to Cammy and then giving one away. I'm like, there you go. You're not having any of my ammo that I found, but you can have a blaze.
Yeah, it's mad.
Well,
we have got a specialist of Skellisty Island in our squad, and you will hear about this in the future.
We need to get him on interview to talk about that. He's been avoiding us for too long.
I think he's shy. I think he's a bit shy, you know.
Do you reckon maybe we should like just record him without telling him, and then once it's done. Okay, well, on that fucking Skellisty Island bombshell. Friendly!
So, video of the week. Video of the week today brought to you by Friendly, a Daisy podcast. I'm going to pick Freshborns trying the most ridiculous Daisy servers. I watched this video and it's all the most ridiculous mods that you can have on a server. They go onto all these different modded servers and just basically like highlight the mods that are absolutely crazy.
Now, I'm really annoyed about this, Dave.
Why?
We've had a list of topic ideas since we started this podcast.
Uh-huh.
This topic has been on our list since, I reckon, day two. We've never 100%. Done it.
We just
We've
need
never
time.
Done it.
We needed the time. These Freshborns boys have got the time. But yeah, that's why I enjoyed it. Yeah, they're full-time DayZ players, and we're not. So they're going to beat us to it. But yeah, it's such a funny video, man.
Genuinely such a funny video. We gave them a year and a half head start.
Yeah. Genuinely such a funny video. Give me so many laughs. So this is why it's my video of the week.
Congratulations, the celebrations.
We'll send your things in the post, you fucking twat. What?
You're fucking mean again.
You fucking what? Jesus, that just comes out. It's just so natural.
Friendly? Dave, I've just opened up my list of tips.
Okay.
And I've got a tip written down. Said, I'm going to read it verbatim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something about medical loot spawning outside of medical PD and outside of PD, etc.
Oh, surely you can use that.
Well, I'm fucking gonna. What can we call it? Spread your wares.
Spread your wares. Underwears.
Yeah. Spread your underwears.
Yeah.
Let's call it spread your wares. We spoke about this in the episode. I guess the whole episode was a group of tips, really, but this one is specific to the medical PD and the fire department. And there are a few other things as well. I think, are there? Like the hunting shops don't spawn outside, does it?
No.
No, they're a little bit tidier. But you can find loot associated with that building in the surrounding area. Loot the cars, loot the houses nearby. And we're only talking if there's a house like next door, go and loot that. You know what I mean? It won't be two houses over, but it will be very close by.
Yes, definitely.
And that was for the PD and the fire department too.
100%, yeah, and then fire trucks outside.
The fire trucks!
Nino!
Spread your wares.
Spread your wares.
Oi!
So that's the tip, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Is that you got? Well done.
My head just went blank. I was like, just thinking about your tip. Oh, God.
Oh, my word.
No, so that's the end of the episode, Andy. And it's basically, we're just passing on our knowledge.
We're just wise old men wandering Chernarus and Livonia with all of the gear and no idea.
Yeah. I do want to do a little bit of a shout out at the end here. And Andy will know what I'm talking about. But I had a little run on Alteria with somebody, and he just, we're at a military camp, and he just disappeared on me. Like, just disappeared. I couldn't find him, and I was like, fuck. I was probably rubbing him for a good 3/4 of an hour,
yeah,
and he just disappeared. Next minute, I know, Andy sends me a screenshot of a private message on, what was it, Twitter?
Yeah, he tweeted us on, do you know what? I actually had a look at his account. I think he'd created that account to send a message.
Did he?
I think so, because he hadn't posted or tweeted or anything ever since. I don't know. I'm sure I can find out when he created it, to be fair, but yeah.
Yeah. His name was Ben, and yeah, I said to him, if we lose contact, just find me on Friendly Dave. This is why you're not dead, because I'm friendly. And yeah, we had a nice little run on Alteria. It was well cool. And then he disappeared, like, went into thin air, just disappeared, like, poof, gone. And yeah, he messaged on Twitter just saying, sorry, had to disappear. Didn't let you know. Hope you're all right.
I do like that. That's quite a nice interaction. How many times have we run off on... Actually, dude, I ran off on someone the other day in Anastara when I was trying to get back up to you and Wes.
All right.
And the guy was like, oh, let's loot the PD together. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I'll start from the other side. And then I just fucking bolted it.
Like, see ya.
But, you know, he got to loot the whole PD on his own. Lucky boy.
Yeet.
Anyway, thanks, Ben. Thanks for the message. Join our friggin' Discord. You can get a hold of Dave directly then.
Yeah, please don't join our Discord. I'm not joking.
What is wrong with you? You've called the Freshborns twats. You're telling people not to join the Discord. Apologise for your behaviour.
Hell no.
Fair enough. Didn't think that would work. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly Daisy Podcast. This has been episode 89.
Yes.
See you next week for episode friggin' 90, Dave. 90?
Yeah, I know. No, 90.
Jesus Christ. I really need to sort out episode 100.
100.
Okay. So, thank you very much. Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
All right. Well, I'm going to need to go for a wee.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.